The next stage of development is extremely important. It's called gastrulation, and the blastula will turn into another form, which is called a gastrula. And this is going to happen deep in the endometrium. And what happens is the blastula will undergo changes so that it develops what are called three germ layers. And what this means is that it's going to be, instead of being a hollow ball of cells with a single layer of cells forming the wall, it's now going to have a three-layer structure. And it forms what is basically the primitive mouth and the primitive anus. So it has a front end and a back end, and it's sort of a hollow structure. So it's got what's going to eventually become the gut in the middle. And these three germ layers are extremely important. Basically, there are three cell layers. The outer layer is called the ectoderm. The middle layer is called the mesoderm. And the innermost layer is going to be called the endoderm. And these three layers are extremely important because the cells that are present in these layers are going to form very specific parts of the embryo. So the ectoderm, the outer layer, is going to form the skin and the nervous system. So the brain, the spinal cord, all of the nerves are eventually going to arise from the ectoderm. The mesoderm, which is the middle layer, is going to form many of the organs. So it's going to form the skeletal system, the cardiovascular system, and the lymphatic system. So the mesoderm is going to become muscles and many other structures such as blood vessels, the heart, the lymph vessels, and so on. So skeletal muscles, cardiovascular system, and the lymphatic system are all derived from the mesoderm. And then finally, the inner layer, the endoderm, is going to become the inner lining of the digestive tract. And it's also going to become many of the important organs, such as the respiratory organs, the digestive organs, and so on. So the process of a blastula forming these three layers and turning into a gastrula is called gastrulation.